Hello, this is Mike Serber for WITY Radio with yet another WITY profile. Always a pleasure to visit with everybody's favorite aunt, Aunt Patty of Aunt Patty's Antiques on the corner of Jefferson and High in downtown Rockville, Indiana. How are you today, Pat?
I'm just fine. I'm enjoying the day and enjoying the season.
Rockville is one of the most beautiful places to see trees in autumn in our area. If you haven't been just east across the Indiana border from Danville, you're looking at maybe a quarter tank drive, and it's a world of difference. Rockville is a quick and very enjoyable getaway. Make sure you see Patty at Aunt Patty's Antiques when you come over. I've been taking a little bit of inventory here again, as I'm apt to do. Always great to see new things here. I see a bit more pressed glass. There was a nice Egyptian pattern pressed glass bread tray up in front. Very sharp, very nice. There is a great variety here now in the store as I'm looking. It's well stocked and ready for the holidays, I might add. I see a few nutcrackers and some snow people and all sorts of Christmas decorations. I've noticed a little bit of Halloween type things here and maybe some Thanksgiving. People can always usually find holiday decorations at Aunt Patty's Antique Mall.
Yes, they can. And interestingly enough, we sell a lot of those things year-round. You know, Christmas obviously is in December, but we sometimes sell that in the spring or the summer because people see it and they'll see that work in my collection, so off they go with it.
Not only that, you know the rule, you better buy it when you see it because the next time it'll probably not be there. That's kind of a rule of thumb with collectors, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even just going home and sleeping on it for one night and coming back the next day. Sometimes we have a lot of disappointment. Somebody will say, oh no, it's not here.
You'll not be disappointed at Aunt Patty's Antiques on the square in Rockville, Indiana. There is a great variety here in addition to what I just mentioned. Up here at the front of the store, I noticed display cases and cabinets that have trading cards, for lack of better description. This is one of the great features of Aunt Patty's, one of the many booths that are in her store. Tell us a little bit about this booth. I see a lot of different things in here.
Well, it's a gentleman who has done this for years and years and years. He has quite an inventory and a backlog of cards. He knows them from the earliest ones that came out for some of the major stars in sports up to the current things. And he has some along all stages of that. And he can tell you about the history on them and where they've been and what they're worth. And so it's an active booth. We sell a lot of them.
And so I see such stars in baseball as Mark McGwire and Derek Jeter here. There are a lot of Topps cards I see for those of you who collect Topps baseball cards and NFL legend cards, Fleer tradition cards, and hard court basketball trading cards. So there's quite a variety here, as well as I see miscellaneous like Star Trek skybox cards, Garbage Pail Kids, and even 50 cards with Elvis Presley on them in a little nice vintage plastic box set. So quite a variety with regard to trading cards here at Aunt Patty's. All right, Pat, I'm here in the area that looks to contain jewelry and things related. There is a large variety here to my eyes. I'm looking at brooches, cameos, necklace type items, rings. Tell our listeners, please, a little bit about the type of jewelry you have here and what they can expect to find.
Well, it goes all the way from antique, true antique jewelry, up to newer things. Goes through the various phases of style. And most of the pieces have some mark on them, maker's mark or a manufacturer's mark. And that helps because people collect things like something made by Coro or some other big company like that. So that helps with the collectors. And then some of the things are actually in gold. Some are in silver. Some are just in, what we would call jewelry metal. It's not anything, measurable. And there's all price ranges.
I see some bracelets and necklace type pieces for everyday wear, female jewelry, as well as jewelry for men too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have some men's rings and sometimes bracelets that fit men and that sort of thing. I also have a diamond tester so that if I've got a question on a stone in a piece of jewelry, I can test it and see.
Well, that's always helpful.
Yes, and then, of course, most of the good metal is marked, the 14 carat or 18 carat or
10 carat.
Or 10, yep. Or sterling.
I like the 10 carat because it is not as soft and better for wearing.
Yes, and some of it gets softer and it scratches easier. So it just depends on what your preference is.
My point is that Aunt Patty knows about these things. If you have an interest or are looking for something, come on out to see Aunt Patty's jewelry selection. All these things in your cases, all these jewelry items, don't you think they make a great Christmas gift?
Oh, absolutely. Or a birthday present, or an anniversary present.
There you go. Quite a selection here. So to summarize or round things up here, there are great gifts and items here at Aunt Patty's. I always say take home some history. Aunt Patty's has gift certificates available in just about any denomination.
Yes, we can, whatever you would want, we can write out the gift certificate for it. And then the person has basically several months to redeem it.
Aunt Patty's Antiques is located at the corner of Jefferson and High Street in beautiful Rockville, Indiana, east of Route 41, south on the square at the light, Route 36. Aunt Patty's Antiques is an antique hunter's delight. Pat, you're in Eastern Time. What are your hours of operation?
We're here 7 days a week. We're here Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5. And Sundays, we're here from noon to 5.
So if you're leaving at 12 noon in Danville or Illinois, it's actually 1 o'clock already over at Aunt Patty's, and she's already had her lunch. So you can come on over on your lunch hour.
That's true. And many times we'll say, you know, to somebody that, well, we'll be closing in a half an hour, and they'll go, oh, no, I forgot the time difference.
This is Mike Zerber for WITY Profile, talking with Pat Ballinger at Aunt Patty's Antiques. Let her know that you heard us talking about her on WITY, because she'll be happy to hear that. Thanks, Pat.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.